President Clinton visits Tanzania today, the second stop on his tour of Africa. The president had hoped to attend to a ceremony marking the end of Burundi's ethnic war, but former South African President Nelson Mandela failed to get the two sides to agree to a ceasefire. The Tutsi-dominated government has been at war with Hutu rebels for 7 years. Joining me now is Alison DeForge, a consultant for Human Rights Watch Africa. Good morning.
Good morning.
The two sides had been under pressure to reach a ceasefire so that President Clinton could be there to witness a peace agreement. That didn't happen. Why not?
Well, in fact, it's more complicated than two sides. There are actually 19 parties involved in the negotiations, and several of those parties have only recently agreed to come to the table. So their position is that they haven't been in on this. They haven't agreed to all of the clauses and things which have been put on paper up until now, so they're not ready to sign. And on the other hand, some of the Tutsi parties are saying that this agreement doesn't recognize what they say was a genocide against them in 1993 and doesn't make adequate provision for punishing that.
Can the mediators hope to achieve with all these parties a ceasefire, or might it be something short of that?
Oh, it's certain to be short of that. I can't imagine that in the next 24 hours that they'll be able to pull this all together. Even with all of the charisma of Mandela and Clinton backing him up.
And what might they then achieve if they can?
I believe what they'll do is end up with a kind of general statement of principles of those points which they can agree upon. And whether this will be anything more than the fact that today is August 28th, I'm not sure. It will be, I expect, pretty minimal. And the work to be done after this is enormous.
More than 200,000 people, and more, most of them civilians, have been killed in that civil war since 1993. Can you give us a little background?
The demographic situation in Burundi is very much like that in neighboring Rwanda, where, as I'm sure you know, there was a genocide in 1994. There is a minority group known as Tutsi and the majority Hutu. The minority have controlled the political and economic life of Burundi since several centuries, in fact. And the Hutu attempt to take a share of that power for themselves as the majority have been thwarted by the strength of the Tutsi military establishment. And the Hutu in 1993 did succeed finally in electing a president who was freely and fairly chosen, but he lasted only a few months before the Tutsi military assassinated him. And that was the opening episode, really, of what has become a very long, drawn-out war, with the Tutsi military confronting several different Hutu rebel groups, in fact, and that also complicates the situation. There are several, not just one.
Well, it seems, though, that the minority Tutsi who control Burundi's government are reluctant to turn over power because they fear what happened in neighboring Rwanda would happen there. That is, there would be an ethnic massacre.
There is considerable fear on both sides because, in fact, up until this point anyway, far more Hutu have been killed by the Tutsi military than Tutsi killed by Hutu, although in Rwanda, as you say, the situation was the reverse. But both sides are extremely afraid of the other. This makes it all the more important that the peace agreement contains some workable mechanism for justice. Because if there is some workable mechanism for justice, then people can be reassured that the crimes of the past will be punished and that there'll be some effective deterrence for the future.
Thanks very much for joining us.
You're very welcome.
Alison DeForge is a consultant for Human Rights Watch Africa.